Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Morning, Wednesday, May 21st. We're out of the Taurus season. I think it's Gemini season now. And pretty soon it's Memorial Day weekend. And it's summertime. The Knicks are still playing this late into May. And as you just heard, some 52 years, it's historic, man. It's historic, but I'll say this about the Knicks as we do open up that conversation, because today is the day. They're going to be hated on the whole way. They're going to be picked against. I'll give you my pick before I get out of here tonight. I'm not picking against the Knicks. I just think that's foolish. Doesn't help anything. I don't get any points for it. I'm not going to bet on it. I'll tell you right now. It was Knicks in six the first round. It was Knicks in six the second round. I think it can be Knicks in six in this third round. Don't need it in seven. Beat them in six. I think if you let it come to a game seven, anything can happen in a game seven. And sure, home court, yeah, whatever, but beat them in six. Go back to the Midwest like you did in Detroit and beat them on their home floor. The Knicks are good on the road. Go to Gainbridge Fieldhouse and beat those corn farmers. The Knicks need that. They need that negative energy. They feed off of the doubt, right? They have guys with chips on their shoulders. They have guys that have been underestimated. They have guys that have been picked against and hated on, and they need to go feel that negative energy, right? Maybe they need to see Tyrese Halliburton's dad. Maybe Karl Anthony Towns' dad could square up with him. I don't know if Tyrese Halliburton's dad is welcome or allowed after the whole thing with Giannis. But, you know, Rick Carlisle and the Pacers are going to be prepared. They've had a whole calendar week off. I think 8 days. Like, they played Tuesday, last Tuesday. So they had Wednesday to Wednesday. Like, they have had a lot of time off. And I don't think that's good for them. I think you can go cold. I don't think that's good for, especially in basketball. You can only practice with a certain level of intensity, especially in the playoffs. It's not the regular season. And for the Knicks to get right back out there on the floor where they were Friday and try to just turn that energy back up in the garden that they felt Friday, and the fans to bring it. I think that the Knicks take this first game and they're road warriors. So take that first game, and then when you go on the road, you know, take those games from the Pacers. But I want to see how they match up. Obviously, the talk is about the depth, but I just look at the talent that the Knicks have on the floor. They have better players. I look at the talent that the Knicks have. It's Brunson versus Halliburton. Give me Brunson. And I know they have a relationship. They played on Team USA together. They did the WWE stunt together. Supposedly they have like a group chat from being on, you know, that Team USA. I think Bridges was on that team and Josh Hart too. So they have a relationship, but like the relationship or not, this is to go to the finals. This is a rematch. There's revenge. There's got to be. And even if there's not revenge, there's history. Reggie Miller looks like a long aunt he looks like an Earthworm Jim or something. Reggie Miller is mad annoying. Like, aren't you tired of Reggie Miller? I know I am. He thinks he's like this boogeyman. We'll play this audio that I found of him on Twitter where he's in New York and he's just like waiting for someone to notice him. Like, haven't you been famous for enough decades? Aren't you over that? Aren't you over that? Like, oh, when I come to New York, I live rent-free in these New Yorkers' minds. Wait till someone notices me. Like, I hope that the Knicks shut him up. I hope that the Knicks humble them. I don't like anything about the Pacers. I've already done this rant. But I respect them. They have players from Pascal Siakam, you know, Spicy P versus OG. That's a matchup. Former Toronto teammates. Miles Turner versus Cat. Both of those guys can get it in the paint and they can step out and hit the three. Like, I'm not sleeping on the Pacers, and most people are going to pick them. And I was looking at ESPN today. I think Alan Hahn was speaking, and they said the Pacers are 52% favorites, but the Knicks beat them in the regular season. And all the talk in the regular season was how the Knicks can't beat elite teams. But this is not an elite team, right? This is a team that they're a higher seed than that they were 2-1 against. And Karl-Anthony Towns had good games. Like, I really think, man, I was listening to Karl-Anthony Towns talk about how he's a diehard Yankee fan, and he grew up in Jersey, and going to Yankee Stadium and getting that ovation, it's special, makes him want to work harder. Well, here you go, Carl. Here you go. Ball out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let this series be about you. Let this series be about the Knicks bringing you here, 888-808-1019. The Pacers, they have a few guys. And even, role player guys that you might not think about. Obviously, I mentioned Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam and Miles Turner. But Andrew Nembhard, I think, is a player to watch in this series. Andrew Nembhard is a guy that can get his shot off. He can shoot three. He can shoot mid-range. If he gets going and they keep feeding him and you're not mindful of him and you're not watching him, they have a lot of guys that can kill you. They got a lot of guys that can run it up. Before you know it, they're on a run. They move the ball. I said it 10 times this week. Their name fits their style of play. The Pacers, they play with pace. T.J. McConnell, you guys know from last year, he's a pest. He's mad annoying. He was annoying when he was in Philly. Him coming off the bench, he'll give you buckets straight up. He could, not like Peyton Pritchard, but Peyton Pritchard was sixth man of the year. They're different style players, but how Peyton Pritchard could get going, this guy can get going too. And not shooting the three like Peyton Pritchard, but he'll get points in the paint. If you're not paying attention, his little ass will be right around you. Obi Toppin, don't sleep on Obi. You know Obi well. You drafted him. And Obi is not just a dunker. He could shoot. Some games he doesn't have much, but he's got length, so he's a potential issue out there. They have a few guys. We'll talk all through it. Let's get back to the phones. Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 21st. The Pacers will play the Knicks in the Garden, the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals. It doesn't even sound like a real sentence, but it is our reality. This Knicks team has done it in their championship window. In this first year with this team, they were able to build their chemistry, build their toughness, and build their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. And you can't tell me that they can't beat the Pacers to go on to the finals and put that finals logo on the floor in Madison Square Garden. That'd be nuts, right? That'd be crazy. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Reggie in White Plains. What's up, Reggie? You're on the Fan.
Keith, yeah, man, absolutely. I don't see the Pacers, as crazy as it is to say about what the Celtics did because they were the defending champs, but they did some weird things down the stretch in a lot of those games. I don't see the Pacers falling into some of those gaps and becoming the chuckers during this series.
No, sir. Rick Carlisle will not allow them to just shoot threes with the lead. Rick Carlisle will call timeout, and he'll wear them out and tell them, yo, get to the paint, do this. He's going to coach them up. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. So, listen, I don't want to harp on Soto, but I got to know what you think about this. Rewind for a second. Way back when, that couple of days when Soto signing was really escalating, whether it was Boris or, anyone else in his camp, do you think anyone really sat Juan down for a second and said, Juan, 15 years, you choose the Mets. There's a lot of crazy fans around here. Are you sure you want to live in this city for 15 years? If you flip-flop like this, because it's going to be crazy. Do you think Boris probably didn't because he's the devil, but did he have anyone in his ear being this is you're going to be hated. by all these crazy fans. Did anyone say that to him, you think, or what?
No. I've been on record. I said it on Foul Territory. I might have said it on here. I said this guy at 25, turning 26, 1 year in New York, and then he somehow changed his number and didn't talk to any of his former Yankee teammates, and he didn't talk to anybody in the Yankee organization. I don't think he understood the weight of his decision as far as you are going to stay in town and become public enemy number one for the Yankee fan base, who was always looking for a guy. You're the new Altuve. They were chanting F Juan Soto in there tonight. I'm like, Altuve has been replaced by Juan Soto. Who would have thought? And like, I don't think he thought it would be a big deal. I think he always thought, I'm going to the highest bidder. And also, he probably thought, hey, they love me. Like, I just took them to the World Series. They're going to show me love. They understand I'm going to the highest bidder. If the Yankees are the highest bidder, I'll go to them. I don't think he knew. And I could see it in his face. I was there Friday. I was there Saturday. And I'm like, damn, what a harsh reality for this guy who used to come out and the whole right side of the stadium would stand up and they had flags and his jersey and they'd applaud and they'd whoop it up from. And now you come out and those people are like, F you suck, boo. Like, it's just a crazy flip-flop. I don't think there's any way he could have imagined it. Even I just don't think he knew. I think he always was going to the highest bidder, and he didn't have anybody in his camp that was going to tell him, like, yo, you make this move to stay in town and go to the Mets, like, it is going to be a huge thing, and it's going to be hard for you to potentially deal with that. Like, you got to live amongst these people. Like, I don't know where he lives in the area, but, like, I don't know how he lives. I don't know how I don't think they have security for him. He's probably got to ride in black cars. He can't go do regular things because, like, these Yankee fans, I know it, are insane.
Crazy. No doubt, man. It's crazy to think about that. I mean, Boris probably, you know, did him a disservice by that, but I mean, the fact that he didn't understand, like, I mean, I'm guilty. I'm one of those fans. If I saw him in the street, you know, just walking his dog or going out for, you know, a stroll to a restaurant or something, I'd yell something at him. That's what, like, we do.
Yankee fans did that to their own players. Joey Gallo couldn't walk around Manhattan without getting heckled by Yankee fans. Like,
for sure.
It's crazy, man. But like, somebody had to tell him, and I don't think anybody told him. I don't think anybody, I think the Supreme Court of Soto, which is what Scott Boras referred to his family as during his press conference, they wanted to know what was in it for them because they raised this kid, they took care of him, and, you know, they wanted now to get their payday as well, and there was much more offered from the Mets than the Yankees. It's tough. They don't go out to right field with you. They don't step in the batter's box with you.
No doubt. Buckle up, Juan. It's going to be a long time, but I mean, he could have a great October and win them a World Series, and he'll still get the hate. But, you know, it's just crazy to think about, and I hope that the Yankees hold it down this year and get the World Series just so I can talk all that smack to my Met fan friends.
Hey, they're looking good right now. They're surprising me right now because I've been on record saying I don't think they're a World Series team, but I'm like, man, they're one, like, starter and right-handed bat away from being like, yo, there's no holes in this lineup, defense, rotation, or bullpen. And the American League is whack as hell. There's nobody that scares me in the American League. The Tigers, run it. I'll see them. The Mariners, we just saw them. Like, who in the American League is supposed to rise up and be better than Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees? I don't see anybody. Thanks for the call. Your topic was also Knicks. Thought we were going to go to the Knicks, but Juan Soto is going to dominate the day. Let me get a Knicks call, and then we'll go to the other Juan Soto calls. Charlie in Homedale. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, man. It's Charlie from Homedale, CBA guy. First of all, we got great news today. My dad, clean bill of health, cancer-free. I mean, best birthday gift a guy could get.
God bless. Congrats.
It's like such a relief. And like, you know, it's fantastic. I love listening to you. You have such great... And, like, you're right. Like, Reggie Miller, he always has an attitude. I lived in Charlotte, and, like, I was a pretty big wig down there for Bank of America. And when he came down to do games, I mean, I used to hang out with some of my friends at the Omni Lounge. And he'd roll in with two pros. And it was like, really? You know, he was just so, you go over and say hello, hey, you know, I'm a Knicks fan. Nah, he was just like smug. You hit the nail right on the head with him.
Yeah, he's not Jordan. Like, I don't know why he acts like he won a chance. Like, he's not Jordan. He's not Kobe. He's not LeBron. like Reggie, he carries himself like he is this like basketball god walking around. And I'm like, you were good. You were a good shooter. But like Steph easily passed you and others passed you. Like you're not him, bro. And that was a long time
you're
ago.
You're not Charles Barkley either. Yeah, or
right. You're not Shaq.
Or those guys.
Yeah. I mean, like, and these good, kids man. Don't know you, bro. These
guys. You know, like it was just weird how, and I remember when he like beat us in that playoff game. I was on my 8th grade trip to Washington. I shut the game off. I was like, it's over. And then I find out later.
That's his claim to fame. It's not like he's a champ and a multiple time champ.
He fouled him. You push him down.
Yeah.
If it was today's game, Starks would be at the line shooting too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's so sad. I'm like, I just enjoyed the fact that the Yankees are doing great, the Knicks are doing great, because I'm having these great moments with my dad that I haven't had the luxury of doing. And I just don't want it to stop. Like, he keeps asking me, hey, when's the next Knicks game? I'm like, Wednesday. He's like, well, did they play Friday? I'm like, why so long? I'm like, well, hey, Dad, call up Silverman and ask him what the schedule is. You know, I think the schedule was a little, like, why is it so, why did they post us so late on Wednesday? We should have been playing today or Monday, right?
Could, but also they just need time to get things together in both cities. And thanks for the call, Charlie. God bless you and your father. And, you know, that does bring up a great point about generations. You know, your dad being some 30, 40 years older than you, remembering the 90s. You know, Reggie Miller is going to take a picture with Spike Lee, and there are kids that are not going to understand that. And, you know, people are going to be talking about Rick Schmitz and, you know, even 2000, like, there, you know, it was a different era. But, you know, this brings us together in a different kind of way. This brings fathers and sons together. Like, there are a ton of videos on TikTok of fathers and sons celebrating the Knicks winning. There are dads that made their sons Knicks fans, and they've been waiting all these years. Boom, now you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I was hearing a lot of talk about, like, they're being fake Knicks fans, and the Knicks fans are celebrating too much, and people got to shut up. Mind your business. Let people enjoy things, man. That's the type of time I'm on. That's why I'm not hating. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm not hating. I'm not ever going to hate when I see people overjoyed and happy to the point where, like, they can't control themselves over a sport. I'm not going to hate on people who are having core memories in their living room with their pops, like, after struggling. Stay down till you come up. After putting in pain. After struggling watching the team for years, now you get to watch your team in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, that is fun, man. So enjoy it. 888-808-1019. Up north, Montreal, Tony's back on the fan. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you taking the call. Listen, we talked about the gluttony of a $760-odd million contract, and you called it the contract that handcuffed Soto. You mentioned So-So rather than Soto. And I said back when, you know, the Yankees were in the mix to sign him, I said, you know, let him go. We don't really need him. We have Judge. And really, you have the Twin Towers on the Yankees. You got Soto and you got Judge. I'm sorry. Any team that has those two players is a dominant force. And I watched that game on Saturday. It's the only game I could see with the Yankees. And I watched Soto swinging out of the bottom of his cleats and then falling towards the Yankee catcher and sort of balancing him off and holding himself up by hanging on to the catcher. And I said, wow, what a peewee play. What do you think he cares that you fall on your rear end? In fact, I thought, you know, it's really the first time I've ever seen him play, and his stature is nothing compared to Stanton and Judge. Judge and Stanton are monsters on the field, and I don't think this guy, Soto, is anywhere of the same quality. You guys say he's one of the best players in baseball. I don't think he's in the same class as Otani or Judge or Stanton. I would never pay him any of that money. He's not even, I don't think he's as good as even Guerrero in that, but that's my opinion. Everyone has a different opinion, but he's not producing because he can't handle it. And I actually really think this, Keith, he's a guy that doesn't understand New York. Like, if you're on the New York Rangers and you're a star and you're Rod Gilbert and you go and play for the Islanders or you go play for, you know, the Devils, you're going to get some hate and it's going to be big time hate. But you're on the greatest baseball team ever and you leave and you go across town and you don't think people are going to hate on you. And like, did not, like that other caller said, Scott Boras, his hands are so much in the green. He doesn't even explain to this guy. And this guy, I don't want to be too critical, but I don't think Soto's that smart. Are you telling me that you don't understand the rabid nature of Yankee fans? You got Yankee fans in Montreal that don't like you for what you did. You turned your back on the team. So why would he not understand that? I just don't get it, Keith.
Understand. Thanks for the call, Tony. I'm kind of off, you know, killing Juan Soto. You say you're not going to be too critical. You criticize his game and his intelligence. And I just feel like it is open season on this guy. And you know what? He is going to have his revenge. He is going to grab the pen and change the story. And he's going to have his time where, I don't know, I can't say that. Like, I watched him last year as a Yankee fan. And you know what? Do I get some satisfaction as a Yankee fan to be like, ha, the Mets didn't get the version that the Yankees got? Yeah, of course. I do think he's one of the best players in baseball. I've been to the All-Star game a bunch of times where he was there, and his, you know, his counterparts think that too. They respect him too. And you know what it is? He is a champion, and the performance that he put on young, what was he, 19, 20 years old? That performance that he put on young in the World Series, that's how you get respect by your peers. And I've seen him do it in the postseason. I've seen him do it with the Yankees. So, like, you know, like, look at Judge. Now, you talk about the stature of a Judge, and what, like, Judge continuously gets roasted for dropping that pop-up, for striking out and coming up small in the big moments. There are Mets fans that were even able to say he did nothing in the Subway Series. He went 0-for-5, 3 strikeouts against Griffin Canning Saturday and all those. It's like, yeah, well, like, what can I say? I just, with Juan Soto, he's in a bad one right now. He's not shuffling right now. He's not smiling right now. He's not looking like the player we've seen right now. And I think that has started to infect the team. I think it started to bother the team. In the beginning of the season, it was like, it's early. We're waiting for Juan Soto. And the way he was being pitched was helping Lindor, helping Alonso. Now they're slumping a little bit. And the rest of these guys, it's just tough. So as far as giving him the money, you had to give him the money because of the age that he hit free agency and the resume that he had. And the fact that he was playing with the Yankees, right? The Yankees traded for him to try to entice him into, like, being a Yankee and wanting to be a Yankee. Like, what you're saying about, like, him not being smart, like, you don't know that the Yankees are the best team. Like, there are people that disagree. Like I say, I've gone to a lot of All-Star games, and I've been around a lot of other fans. I've been to 16 MLB ballparks. There are people that hate the New York Yankees and hate Yankee fans. They don't agree. They don't think that the Yankees are better. They look at the Yankees being better as a thing of the past. The Yankees don't win the World Series. Like, I just had somebody in my mentions talking about, oh, the Angels have the same amount of World Series as the Yankees in X amount of years or whatever. Okay. Juan Soto was not looking at the Yankees as like, this is the mecca of baseball. There's no greater place for me to be. Juan Soto was looking at them like, you traded for me. I'm hitting in front of Judge. I'm helping carry this team. We're balling out. There were even times last year where Juan Soto was like, you need more than two hitters, right? Like, this team, like, and he knew because he was on a team with Trey Turner and Anthony Rendon and Zimmerman and, you know, a bunch of other guys in D.C. But ultimately, what I have to say about the Mets, and we'll take some Mets calls too, is it's got to shift away from Soto. And I think part of shifting away from Soto is saying, yeah, we know you want a bat second. Well, you're going to bat third. That's just one little thing, one little tweak. You've given him the world. You have to give him the number two spot in the lineup. Maybe put Nimmo there. Nimmo used to be your leadoff hitter. Maybe put Nimmo there. Maybe Nimmo can work a walk. I know he needs to work some more walks and get on. I feel like we never see the patented Nimmo sprint anymore to first base. But something needs to shake up with the Mets' offense. I feel like their offense is struggling because there's so much pressure on, like, Juan Soto being this guy. And now that Pete and Lindor aren't, you know, Pete isn't coming through clutch like he was in the beginning of the year. Lindor is not hitting home runs and walking it off and stuff like that. Like, it's starting to infect the rest of the team. And I think they need a shakeup. And I think they need it now before they come home. And they could have a great homestand. They beat the Dodgers. You got the White Sox. You got the Rockies. Like, this could kind of set things right. And if Juan Soto is Juan Soto, which he still is, you will see him smile. You will see him shuffle. You will see his confidence. And again, I don't think it's about the money. I don't think it's about the Mets. I don't think it's about the jerseys. I don't think it's about the club. I bet everything that the Mets do is first class. I don't think it's about the Yankees either. He was with the Yankees for a year. So, like, yeah, he got, you know, really, like, I don't know, 8-9 months of, like, what it was like to be a Yankee. But I don't think that the Mets, as far as their operations and the way they do things, I don't think they're second class to the Yankees. They have the richest owner in the sport. And he's changed so much in these last 5 years. I bet everything that was available to Juan is available to him as a Met. The reason Juan Soto is looking like this is because he's not playing like he's used to playing. And they need to coach him up. And they need to change some things in the lineup. He needs to do some work in the batting cage, whatever, so that he can get back to performing like Juan Soto. And then you'll see the shuffle. Then you'll see the smile. And then when they're winning, winning cures all. And that'll help the team chemistry. And that'll help the morale. And other guys will come up big in other spots as well. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Keith, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think we see game by game with this team. I think we're seeing a closer resemblance to 2022 than we might want to acknowledge. And I think you were actually first on it, but I think overall, as the weeks have gone by, you really don't have to be Nostradamus to think that the Braves would come back onto the scene. I'm honestly more worried about them than the Phillies, you know, given the Phillies' bullpen was already shaky in its own right, and then you had the thing with Alvarado. But I mean, the Braves team, you can never count them out. Now you parlay that with the fact that the Mets, they're hitting is as anemic as ever. I don't know how Eric Chavez still has his job. I think it's beyond Soto. I think so. Like I was telling you yesterday, I think Soto's more than out of. I think he's unhappy here to start. I'm not saying he's going to be here unhappy every year of the 15-year deal, but I don't think there's any doubting the lack of morale since he's gotten here. But I mean, just overall, the names you go through, there is not a single guy in this lineup, and that's including Alonso. How nice his stats look right now. That's off the start of the year he had. He's back to being like 5 for his last 30-something. Whatever it is, it's terrible. Lindor's not clutch anymore, and everybody else is underperforming. You know, the baby Mets, well, they still haven't jumped out onto the scene. It looked like Vientos finally emerged. He's back down to level one step forward, two steps back. I mean, Beatty is probably the only redeeming one right now, and you can't take anything with him. You got to take everything with him with a grain of salt. I mean, it's just, you look 1-9, they're one of the worst situational hitting teams in the league. That's nothing new. I mean, we've seen that every year since Chavez has been here. I don't know what Cohen and them have seen to keep them still in that dugout, and I don't know if anything's going to change until they let them go.
Yeah, I feel like they are so steady and so even-keeled and measured that, like, this panic right now, they're not gonna change the lineup. They're not gonna give in to anything. It's too early for them to make a move. They also don't want to show like, hey, yeah, the noise is getting to us. It's loud right now. Everybody's paying attention to Juan Soto. Like, I think it's time to do it. I think this is a spot to do it. Like, if you get swept with the same lineup and Garrett Crochet shoves against you, and then you come home, and then you go into the Dodgers series with morale down. And like I said, it's a holiday weekend. And if there's no juice, if the fans aren't fired up, like the Met fan has been fired up for the Mets to come to Citi Field because they win at Citi Field. The Dodgers get right now. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They just lost 4 in a row. Like the Dodgers are reeling in. And, you know, it's a collision course between the Mets and the Dodgers. Like, who figures it out this Memorial Day weekend?
They got injuries, at least. So you look at tonight, you know, for crying out loud, they lose the manager for the second night in a row. And at the same time, I can't remember the last time I saw a starter get ejected in the third inning because he dropped an F-bomb, which was completely justified. You saw the clip of the strike, completely justified. And he gets ejected. The manager's gone for the second night in a row. And now I got to see this clip of, like, the whole, like, you were talking about with us, with OMG Grimms and everything. Apparently, we unlocked their rally cry this year. They got like a bullpen phone or something. So now we're the ones spreading the rally cries all over the league. And just overall, I mean, look, you're talking about the Dodgers going to have a slump. I mean, you know, between us, and I kind of brought it up, I mean, maybe the recipe is to start the year 0-5 every year because it worked for us last year. It's working for Atlanta this year. And the last time we started the year off, like I see now on Twitter, I saw like there's that sleeper Mets account. When we were 15 games into the year, it was tweeting, "Good morning, Mets fans. You know, you're first in the NL East." And now when we finally got leapfrogged by Philly, I see him yesterday replying, "It's only May." I mean, you can't have it both ways, you know what I mean? So, you know, these early starts, now it's the second time in 4 years. We start, we go through an entire month winning the division, and the team just crumbled.
As I'm talking to you, Moreno's been balling. Gabriel Moreno just tied it up against the Dodgers.
That's a young slugging catcher, man. And they got him for nothing. Got him for Varsha.
In the ninth inning, he just homered to tie it up 1-1. So the Dodgers' losing streak could continue. They were two outs away from getting a win.
Unreal.
You'd love to see the Diamondbacks beat them here. Now they're probably going to force extras at the least. Maybe they can beat them in nine innings. And then the Dodgers are licking their wounds. And, you know, they're going to be hurting coming into New York. They got to fly across the country, reeling, trying to get right. And you're right. They have injuries, I believe, in their pitching staff. But they still have their MVPs. Yeah. They have Ohtani, Betts, Freeman in the top of their lineup.
Oh, the lineup.
They have, you know, they have Kike. They have guys from their, you know, Muncy. And I know Muncy's had a little bit of a down year. But they still have, you know, their World Series hitters.
How about this, though? You know, as bad as you talk about Chavez, you know, me and you just went through the lineup. You got to give the pitching credit, obviously. Clay Holmes, I know he gave it to, which, by the way, is ridiculous. Vientos clips the top of the wall. Same with Pete. And their two pop flies go out. Fenway, I know you're kind of at the same rhetoric. I can't stand how people give Fenway credit for just, like, the nostalgic feel. The place is a total dump. I don't know how it's still allowed in Monterey. If old Yankee could go, old Fenway could go, too. It's a joke. But, you know, regardless, Tanner Scott was a name rumored all year. He just gave up that homer. So you got to give Stearns credit for not kind of bending the knee with the pitchers. You see Clay, what he turned into with a starter, kind of same road as Michael King and them. And obviously, Griffin Canning's like one of the few Mets that hasn't pissed anyone off all year. Some of the really, you know, Brazoban's finally showing, you know, what they traded for last year. He's probably been their most reliable arm. So the pitching side of things have been good, but the hitting, man, you know, we shouldn't have to, on a night-to-night basis, count 0 for 6, 0 for 7, 0 for 8 with guys on base. You know, 0 for 4, 0 for 5 with guys and runners, you know, in scoring position. It feels like every night they're bad. You know, I saw the stat tonight. They got like 8 runs in their last 6 games. None of them are homers. It's ridiculous. And yeah. So you keep in mind, too, it's brought Fenway and Yankee. Talk about Mickey Mouse and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
two ballparks where you could steal one. Yeah, you could get some cheapies.
Both teams play with the same wall. So everybody told, you know, as many Mickey Mouse homers as DJ had and the grand slam from Cody from Bellinger. We had the same ballpark because we didn't hit one out all 3 games. So I don't know, man. They got a lot of time left.
Maybe, you know, maybe 6:45. Maybe later in this third game. Thanks for the call, Ross. Maybe the Mets get right against Garrett Crochet. Maybe they change the lineup. I don't expect them to change the top of the lineup. Maybe the bottom of the lineup. 888-808-1019. We're gonna break here. When we come back, we'll play some Knicks audio because I do have Knicks calls coming in. Again, it is Wednesday. It is the 21st. The Knicks will play in the 2025 Eastern Conference Finals. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan until 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of work do you do?
Aw, yeah. This is Max Freeze warm-up music. Oh, Gangstar on the Fan. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Man, let's play this goofy Reggie Miller posted up in New York City. He looks like he's like on a bike. Shout out to New York Basketball at NBA_New York on Twitter. They kind of aggregate a lot of different things going on with the Knicks. And I saw this and I'm like, who does this, right? Like, what famous person camps out anywhere? Like, I'm not a famous person, but people do recognize me and know who I am. I would never do this. I would literally never stand in one spot and hope that somebody, like, recognizes me. When people recognize me, I try to keep it low, honestly. I try and keep a low profile. I say what's up. I talk to everybody. But Reggie Miller, you are famous. Like, and you've been. That's why I said, haven't you been famous for enough decades? You still need to do this? So here's Reggie Miller on his Instagram Live somewhere downtown in New York, just, like, with sunglasses on, you know, people, you know, walking by, minding their business, and, you know, he's just hoping that, you know, people notice the 6'7 worm hanging out so that he can, you know, get somebody to give him credit for being the New York Knicks boogeyman.
All right, we'll see what goes on now, okay? I live rent-free in a lot of New Yorkers' heads, so yes, they're still mad. But, as you see, people are just casually walking by, running by. No one's going to say anything. We'll see. First one. How you doing, my friend?
Good career.
Thank you, sir. First one. Reggie Miller. He said, good career. Okay, that's one. That's one.
Yes.
Reggie Miller.
I am.
Yeah, so you get the gist of it. Another person comes up, but then the sirens that we all hear in New York all day, every day, start coming in, so I didn't want to play that. 888-808-1019. Josh is in Passaic on the Fan in New York. What's up, Josh? Josh, you're not ready? That's not like Josh. Josh, what's up, bro? You sleep? Oh, there he is.
Yo, kid, sorry about that. What's doing? It's been a while.
Yeah. What are you, in Florida? Enjoying your summer? Is it really? Yeah, it's summer.
Yeah,
has summer started for you?
No, not yet. And you were on very early last week. I can't do it till we get to the late nights. You know, we got stuff to take care of, the stuff to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. West Coast trip. It was nice for me getting on early, going home and going to sleep. But we're back on the 2 a.m. grind, go to sleep at 4 a.m. grind.
Right, you know, like last time I was talking to you was after, I think, next one game two or stuff. The time I see Mike last week, I think it was after, I guess game four, game five, one of the games, he was talking, it was after game five or four, game six or something, and he kept on talking about how the Knicks have to do this part better, this guy has to score another point, Mitch Robinson's too better for this guy, and I told him, like, if you really want to look at the games, like, maybe take away a few minutes of game four, I told him, it's the Knicks. It's all what Boston does. If they shoot well, they play well, they're going to win. And if they play poorly, the Knicks are going to win. And that pretty much was the case. You know, now the Knicks have a real series where, you know, team more evenly matched with them. And honestly, I mean, most of us will say the Knicks are better. You know, they especially from last year. And the only thing I think they need to win the series is just the two words: stay healthy. You know, there's no reason why they should lose.
I think there's a reason why they could or should lose, because the Pacers have a deeper team and they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. But also the Pacers now have a real series. They faced it. They faced a hobbled Cavaliers team. They faced a Cavaliers team with four different starters that had some form of injury or ailment. So, yes, health is key.
Yeah, that's why they'll push to six. I don't think more than that.
I say Knicks in six. I'm like, they have done it in back-to-back rounds in six. They have been road warriors. I expect them to win this first game at home. I think they're tougher than the Pacers. I think that they're, you know, obviously they played more recently than the Pacers. I think this first game is going to be a lot for the Pacers to get up for in the Garden. I think if the Knicks win the first one, they can take it in six.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll have to wait on that for tomorrow. But anyway, you know, going to the big elephant in the room with Juan Soto. His performance is not my problem. My problem with it is nobody likes to be talked to like they're stupid. You know, we're doing public speaking now in one of our classes, and they tell, like, don't talk to the audience like they're dumb. And you see a few months ago, you know, when St. John's, when the coach took out the top player, and he's like, you know why? Why should I have to explain to you? Like, just every word you're going to say, we're going to listen to. And it's very frustrating. You know, I'm sure you've had it also, you know, as a younger host, where people just make you sound like you're dumb. Like, we all saw him not hustle. Like, don't come out and tell us that and say we're going to take every word you say. It's just frustrating when these players just think they're above everybody and everyone else and that we're just lower people. No, if you say, it doesn't matter what we saw. It's what you say. It's just that's the frustrating part. His performance-wise, I think that's more... Yeah, there you go.
You know, Tony in Montreal just called not too long ago and says he doesn't think Juan Soto is that smart. I don't think that Juan Soto... I literally look at this dude as a robot. I don't think Juan Soto has the capability to lie. I think Juan Soto was not trying to insult everyone's intelligence. I heard Evan going in on it. I think Evan even used my line about, you know, don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining. Like, don't insult my intelligence. We watched. I think what Juan Soto was saying is, like, I play hard, I hustle. On that play, though, that wasn't a hustle thing to him. That was him pimping the ball, admiring the ball, and thinking that he got one. He was just mistaken. But it's the same thing when you watch. I don't think he was trying to insult anybody's intelligence. I think he just answered the question defensively and also answered the question like, no, like just like disagreed with the thought that he didn't hustle there. I just think it's going to change. He's going to come around. We're going to move on from this. But this has just been a bad stretch. It's all compounded. Losing makes it worse. Back-to-back games of instances not hustling and people talking about it, whether it's Gary Keith and the radio broadcast with Howie or Evan Roberts, you know, but I don't think Juan Soto is like, I don't think Juan Soto is trying to tell you that, like, you didn't see what you saw. I think he, you know, felt like, you know, it was a different type of thing. It wasn't a hustle thing. It was, hey, I thought I got it and I didn't. And that's what he should have said. He should have said, I thought that was going out. I thought it was over the monster.
Right, and yeah, and his performance-wise, I'm not so upset. I know Lindor was also, he was 170 at points, I think, last year and the year before, like, he was bad. Like, and he's younger than Lindor has been, like, just, like, given time. Yeah, it happens to me, it's in the beginning of his career, and he's not doing, you know, his shuffles and all his stuff. And, like, everyone's saying, like, he got his money now, he's good. It's very stupid. Like, why would he want it? It's like he's, like, you know, Anthony Rendon and, like, playing for, like, a small team like Los Angeles Angels. He's playing in New York. Why would he want that every time he has to put on anything? You know, everyone's talking about him, how bad he is, and he could go down as the worst kind of sports history if he really didn't care and wanted that. Like, what? He doesn't want that. The only thing you could tell me is that, like, unless like, it's not actually him, like, he's going to get better. Like, I don't know, everyone has to get like that. The real problem I have with the Mets, and I know nobody likes going on David Stearns, and he's a big fan of him, is that he kind of overrates, like, I guess, what he thinks about the hitting was. It's not they brought in ace after ace after ace. And I don't think he thought the pitching was even going to be this great. And hitting wise, like, that's not, they haven't really hit well in a long while. Like, they've had consistent stretches, but it's been the pitching that ignited last year when they start pitching six innings, two runs. And he goes in with that hope that the pitching's going to do the same, even though he's getting different guys. And you're seeing this right now, the black hole that started maybe with just like Tyron Taylor is starting to grow. And we're seeing this game after game after game. And even the beginning of the season where they were winning games was just because they were getting seven innings shutout pitching from every single pitcher, and they would win 3-2. So if a pitcher gives up two or three runs, or the bullpen gives up one run, or even just pitcher go even one run in the 10th inning. They can't respond. And it's just that's really a rough one. Not on Soto, on the rest of the team, and if Bear Stearns to lack to put up on the hitting. If you got one to trade for stuff, of course guys could heat up, but that's where I'm holding. Keep David taking my call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I'll say this. Obviously, the calling card for this Mets team is supposed to be the lineup. The pitching lab has been great, and the pitching has been better than expected. This is just baseball being baseball. Everything evens out. There are ups and downs. Like the owner literally said, I guess he felt the pressure to come out and say something to the fan base because the fan base is, pissed off. Rightfully so. You pay for Juan Soto. You're not getting the version of Juan Soto that you got to see in New York for the New York Yankees. You face the New York Yankees. Juan Soto does not do superhero type of things, does not hit three home runs, and you're getting mocked and trolled, and, you lose the series to the Yankees, and then you go to Boston and you drop the first two and you scored one run. Like, it's tough. And that's why Steve Cohen said, welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season. Steve, you don't got to welcome us, bro. We know. He said, this too shall pass, LGM. Yeah, we know, bro. We know. But, do something about it, Change the lineup. Do something about it. Call a team meeting. Do something about it to get it to change now. Do something so that these guys react now, because it has now been a stretch of, seven games. End of nine out at Chavez Ravine. 1-1, Diamondbacks, Dodgers. Going to extras, Dodgers with a losing streak on the line, fighting to get back in the win column. 888-808-1019. I expect to see the Knicks get back in the win column. Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau, the Knicks head coach, as I played the audio from Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller, no matter what, I don't know, I guess, tale as old as time now, and until the end of time, Reggie Miller is just going to be a mascot. Reggie Miller is just going to be a thing. Whenever it is Knicks Pacers, his name's going to be brought up, but also it's because he's on the broadcast. Also, it's because he's on social media. He plays into it. They need these things. When the Yankees faced the Royals in the ALDS, how many times did they show George Brett? Where we're like, do we need to see George Brett? These kids didn't even see that. I didn't see it. We get it. We know. We know the famous the famous moment from that series, and I don't know when it even was. So here's the same thing with Reggie Miller, and head coach Tom Thibodeau gets asked about Reggie Miller. Run that.
You have to sit down with Reggie before every game and talk to him, man.
Who? I talk to our guys.
seriously, in pregame coach meeting now with TNT with the game, you actually have to have conversations with them.
Oh, yeah. Reggie, all those guys, I have great respect for them, for him, what he accomplished in his career. When I was in Boston, we tried to get him to join our team in Boston, and it didn't work out. I've always respected that about him. I think he couldn't cross over the hurdle of leaving Indiana, which I respect.
Yeah, Tom Thibodeau is so locked in. He's so dialed right now. He's like, who? Reggie? Bullock? Oh, Reggie Miller? I talked to our guys. What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, but he's with TNT. Yeah, whatever. And then he had to start talking about, respect for Reggie. But he's like, why are you asking me questions about Reggie Miller? Ask me about our players. Ask me about their players. Reggie Miller hasn't played for them in years. Let's go down to Florida, talk to Vinny on the Fan in New York. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Not bad, man. Not bad. Listen, basically what I wanted to say is I remember, we're basically the same age. I remember watching the Knicks with my dad in 94 and him being upset with you for not dunking the ball instead of finger rolling it. I remember in 99, he was saying, listen, it's the Knicks going up against the best team in the West, and you had the Twin Towers and Duncan and what's his name? Robinson, I'm sorry. And long story short, bro, I watched him lose, 60 games a season in the 2000s. He always used to bust my chops about it. And God rest his soul, he's been gone 7 years. And I was skeptical looking at the playoff bracket this year. And I was like, you know what? They'll get past Detroit. They're going to play Boston. Yeah, you know what? They're probably not going to make it past Boston. Let me tell you something right now, man. I have so much respect for this team because they grind. And last year against Indiana, they were depleted. They were depleted. They were very injured. And I understand they match up very well. Both teams match up very well when they're full strength. But I say, like you said, man, Knicks in six, baby. Let's go. That's all I have to say, brother. Good show, man. Keep going.
Thanks for the call, Vinny. 888-808-1019. Belief is needed now. Now is the time where it's like, yo, didn't they earn your belief? Didn't they earn your respect? Didn't they show you they're tough? Didn't they show you they could fight? Didn't they show you they can answer the bell? So why do you have any cold feet now? Why do you have any reservations now? Now you got to be all in. You might not get back to this moment. You haven't been in this moment for 24 years. You got to be all in on the Knicks to beat the Pacers. And you got to believe that they'll get it done. They need your belief. They need your positive energy. So 888-808-1019. Yeah, and the George Brett Pine Tar game was 1983. It was mad long ago, bro. Like, 40 plus years ago. Like, but they had to keep showing George Brett on the screen. All right, dial the number up. Last hour of my show. We'll hit you with some more things. Obviously, some more audio around the Knicks, but there's some other things that happened in football, in the NFL that I want to speak on. And still taking your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees. We haven't really even done that much Yankees talk. I had a caller that wanted to talk about Ben Rice. I'm going to speak on Ben Rice as well when we come back. So still more to do. KM to AM returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.